Blog Talk Radio.
Mode One.
I want to rock with you.
You are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
If you are a woman listening to this episode right now, let me ask you something. When you are involved in a romantic relationship with a man, would you prefer that he takes charge and leads the relationship indefinitely? Or is it your strong preference to lead the relationship yourself and dictate what goes and what doesn't? Now, let me switch over to the man side of things. Similar question for you fellas. Have you ever been in a relationship and you openly and knowingly allowed your female companion or spouse to be the chief decision maker in the relationship? Do you tend to acquiesce to the requests, demands, and preferences of your female companion? Tonight, I am going to conduct another one of my provocative open forum discussion topics, with this one asking my female listeners the question, are you an alpha female? And if you are, is it your strong preference to wear the pants in a relationship? What is your opinion on this subject? What have been some of your experiences? My phone lines will be open all night, so get a pencil or pen and write this number down right now. The call-in number for my show is 646-478-5710. So call up one of your male friends or one or more of your girlfriends and let them know that yours truly has another very hot topic brewing on the stove, and all strong opinions are welcome. And tonight, I anxiously await many of you to call into my show so that you can gain the opportunity to get upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this Alan Roger Curry of Mode One fame? Oh, my God.
You're really good at this.
I got to ask you, though. Do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in the race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect a woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on, because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo! Mode One! This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode One, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Yeah.
gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, May 2nd. And I want my chat room to let me know if they can hear everything fine, because actually, the episode I'm doing tonight, I was supposed to do 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today, and Blog Talk Radio had all kinds of technical difficulties, and I was not able to do it. Okay, my number one listener, Diva362636, says she can hear me. So, and she's, if she can hear me, I know everybody can hear me, because she's doing about 25 things while she listens to my show. She be painting her nails, then she be watching Scandal. Then she watches whatever NBA game is on. Then she, you know, goes and does a crossword puzzle. Sometimes she be painting her room and stuff while she listen to me. She be painting her room, renovating her house. She just told me some bad news. I don't like her anymore. She just told me that my Bulls are losing, and that bothers me, because the Bulls was up. They ain't losing by much. Okay, I just went to ESPN.com. They losing by like 2 points right now. They better win this game. They better win this game. Because, man, that will say so much. If the Bulls are able to win without Derrick Rose, man, that would be something. But see, if they win without Derrick Rose, I know Adrian, aka Diva362636, gonna have something to say. She's gonna say, Derrick Rose, what's up? Where's his heart? Most of you know, if you're fans of mine, that I just got back from Germany. I was in Germany for about 5.5-6 days, and had a great time. There's an event that the gentleman who's been on my show many times, he organizes. It's called the Direct Dating Summit. And look at Diva. She talking smack away. She like, Ding only got one leg. Gibson only got one eye. Noah's in a wheelchair, and they all playing. But Derrick Rose, where is he? that's cold, Adrian. She is something else. I was in Germany, and I have to say to all my German listeners, man, you guys show me a lot of love. The guys show me a lot of love. The women show me a lot of love. I had a great time in Germany, and I felt like a movie star. The attention I got, guys wanted to take pictures with me and, you know, just talk to me for a long time and get me to sign their books. It was really great. And yeah, so I had a really, really, really good time. I wouldn't mind going back to Germany again. Matter of fact, at least 3 of the men over there and at least 2 of the women over there said they will never think of the words, say it again, the same way ever again. All 5 of them said, Alan, we will always associate the words, say it again, with you for the rest of our life. Yeah, Adrian can relate to that. She had a close friend of hers who said that whenever she hears the phrase, say it again, it automatically makes her close friend think of me. So that's the effect that phrase has on people. Ooh, say it again. Ooh, say it again. Yeah, all the Germans love it when I say that. The men and the women, they love when I would say, ooh, say it again. So yeah, they said they would always associate that phrase with me. They tried to teach me the German version of say it again, but it didn't sound right. So, yeah, they just like me saying, say it again. But anyway, getting to the show for tonight. Again, the show for tonight was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. And like I said, Blog Talk Radio had problems. Here's the discussion. Now, as you know, if you're a new listener, you know that probably I'd estimate that 80, 85% of my episodes are episodes where I have a specifically invited guest expert, like a dating relationships book author or some other expert related to a field that's associated with dating and relationships. And then about maybe 15 to 20%. Refresh your browser, KC1082. Refresh your browser because Adrian says she could hear. So I would say refresh. I'm typing it in the chat room. Refresh your browser. Let me see. Can everyone else hear me? Okay. Adrian said she still has sound. Makisha says she hears me. Michelle, you hear me okay? Okay, Michelle hears me okay. Christian, you hear me okay? Christian's not paying attention. Christian probably watching Scandal. Oh, Rascal. Yeah, but KC, just refresh your browser and yeah, Christian in the chat room, not paying attention, so he must be watching Scandal or something. Yeah, but the episode, I was saying about 15 to 20% of my episodes are what I call open forum discussions. And with open forum discussions, that depends on you, the listener. You, the listener, are essentially my guest. So I want you, okay, Christian's back now. Christian, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Let me know you can hear me. Okay, Christian can hear me. So everybody can hear me. Except for KC was having a few problems. See, Christian, I thought you would got distracted by Scandal or something. So KC, let me know when you can hear me. It should be just a simple issue of refreshing your browser. Christian had to go there. Okay. Little bit TMI, but okay, I'll go with it. So, KC, you just having problems. Something got to be wrong with your speakers or your browser. It has to be your speakers. If everyone else can hear me, that means it's something to do with your computer and more specifically, probably something to do with your speakers. This is going to be an open forum discussion. So, with an episode like this, which could conceivably get a little bit contentious. I don't know. Sometimes I'll predict that my discussions won't be contentious and they get contentious. Other times I'll predict that they will be contentious, but they won't get contentious. For some men and women, this is a hot button topic. And there's my friend Sousa. I always say Sousa de Jesus. Sousa de Jesus is in my chat room. I know that's the wrong pronunciation. He actually called into my show and told me what that meant. It's a saying for something. I forget what it is. He's going to have to tell me again. Go Bulls. That's right. Go Bulls. Go Bulls. The Bulls winning? Bulls winning? Oh, man. They down by 8 points. That is pissing me off. I do not like that. Anyway, I keep getting off the subject. The subject tonight is simply this. I don't know if you're a long-time listener and you listen to most of my episodes, you will know that I had an episode where I interviewed three women. I can't remember the exact date of this show. I'm trying to think. But anyway, I want to say it was within the last year, year and a half. I had three women on the show. And one of the women, her name was Brianna, we got to talk about different things, and she may mention that she runs the pants in her relationship with her boyfriend. And I told her emphatically that I've never seen a relationship that was long-lasting and or full of erotic passion when the woman was the one in control of the relationship. She argued with that. I invited her to have her boyfriend get on the phone. First she said he was there, then she said he wasn't there. I think he was there. She didn't want to put him on the phone. But I will repeat again, and I will not backtrack from saying this. I personally, just talking about for me and relationships I've observed, I've never seen a relationship work where the woman was the dominant partner in a relationship, or what I would call, many people refer to as the alpha partner. If you're not familiar with the terms alpha, beta, an alpha male or alpha female in this case, that simply means when you're alpha, that means you have a high degree of leadership qualities and characteristics. You like to be the leader in a relationship. You like to be the dominant one in a relationship. You like to be the chief decision maker in a relationship. If that's your MO 90 to 100% of the time, then that means you're alpha. If whether it's a one-on-one relationship or it could be you're part of a group. If you're the type of person that typically likes to lead a relationship or lead a group, you like to be the dominant figure in a group. That means you have a lot of alpha qualities. A beta person, a beta male, beta female, is someone that's willing to be a follower. That means you have no problem following someone else's lead. You tend to be passive. You tend, yeah. So if you were in a, say, a dating relationship, you would want your partner to be the leader in the relationship, the chief decision maker and dominant partner. If you're in a big, larger group, again, you would want someone else to be the chief decision maker and the leader of that group. You wouldn't want to assume that responsibility unless you absolutely had to. That's a beta. So whenever you hear the term, somebody says, oh, he's an alpha male or he's a beta male or she's an alpha female or she's a beta female. What? Again, what that generally means is the alphas are the dominant slash leader type people. Then, of course, you have some people that are kind of a blend of both. Matter of fact, I would say probably the vast majority of people in life are not 100% alpha or 100% beta. Some people are blend. They might be like 90% alpha, 10% beta. They might be 65% alpha, 35% beta. They might be 50% alpha, 50% beta, and so on and so on. I did a whole article, which I can put in the chat room, about the different types of alpha and beta combinations. But for the purposes of this show, yeah, I'm asking the question, can a relationship between an alpha female and a beta male last? Can it be a successful relationship, a happy relationship, a satisfying relationship? Can a relationship between an alpha female and a beta male last? Alan Roger Curry says no. I say emphatically no. I'm not saying there's never been a relationship in the history of the world that has never been successful where there was an alpha female and a beta male, but I'm saying of the relationships that I've witnessed with my own eyes, I've never seen a relationship that was both, that had these two qualities, that was both long lasting and full of romantic and sexual passion. I've never seen a relationship like that. Most relationships I've seen where the woman was the dominant partner, either the relationship was short-lived and only lasted like maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or if it was long-lasting, it was almost like a platonic relationship. It was almost like a big sister, little brother relationship, or a mother son relationship, or a boss employee relationship. It was not, it had very little sexual passion. And that's why I challenged that woman, Brianna, when she was on my show. When she said she ran the show with her and her boyfriend, and I was like, I want him to get on the phone and admit that he's the passive one in the relationship. I just don't see how that can work. I really don't. And so you know who I want to hear from tonight. I want to hear from women who challenge my assertion. I want to hear from the women who want to challenge me, who want to basically argue that, yes, Alan, a relationship can work when the woman's the one in control. Or if you're a man and you want to make that argument, more power to you. If you're a man and you want to call in and make the argument that a relationship can be just as successful if the woman is running it as it is when the man is running it, then be my guest. Call into the show. Call into the show. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. So you know my stance tonight. I'm saying it cannot be successful. I'm saying it cannot be successful. If you think differently, if you want to argue differently, my number is 646-478-5710. 646-478-5710. A lot of men I know, that's one of their fears of marriage. I've spoken over the years, I've spoken with a lot of men who say that's one of their fears of marriage, is that a lot of guys say that they've had situations, or a friend of theirs had a situation where the woman was really soft, sweet, and submissive while they were dating. But as soon as they got married, she tried to be bossy. Once they got married, the woman tried to be bossy. See, I don't play that, man. I cannot deal with what I call, and you know, a lot of women don't like the B word, but I'm going to use it. I don't like what I call the bossy bitch syndrome. Don't like it, never have, never will. Never. I do not like it. I'll even admit, to some degree, even in working environments, I'm a little bit sexist. Not totally, but I'm a little bit sexist. Because I've had at least two, if not three, female bosses, and I had a hard time with them. I had a hard time with my female bosses. Yeah, man, I don't like no woman trying to tell me what to do. I don't like that. Now, I've had a handful of situations where I engage in, as the fetish scene would call it, erotic role play, where I let the woman take the lead and, you know, handcuff me and that kind of thing. But so if you're talking about for like a half hour, hour, a couple hours, two or three times a year, yeah, I let the woman run the show within the context of erotic role play. But even in erotic role play, I would say 98.9% of the time, I'm the dominant one. But yeah, out of the bedroom, hands down, I like to run shit. I would just say that on my show publicly. And when I'm in a relationship, I like to run shit. If I ain't running shit, then I ain't involved in a relationship. As simple as that. I won't be in that relationship. I'd rather be by myself for the rest of my life jacking off than be in a relationship with a woman who's trying to run shit. I've seen some of my acquaintances. I can't name a real close friend, but I've seen some casual acquaintances of mine who had women who was bossing them around. Matter of fact, we were talking about this in Germany. One of my new friends from Germany, his name is Boris, he was telling me about that happened with a friend of his. A friend of his is, I want to say, is currently in a relationship where his friend's girlfriend basically wears the pants in the relationship. And she's like the chief decision maker. And he said he can tell that his friend is unhappy. And he said he can tell that the woman involved in the relationship is not really happy. And so I don't know how you as a woman
can respect a man that you can easily and frequently boss around. I really don't. I don't understand that. I don't understand how. It's hard for me to understand how a man can get a woman's pussy wet if he's not running the show. Yeah, I said it. I don't understand that. So some woman gonna have to call in and enlighten me. How can a man get your pussy wet on a regular basis if you're the one, you the woman are the one running the show? I can't even see that. So I want to hear from you tonight. I got Michelle. She talking shit in the chat room. She said, I don't think it works the other way either. I think the word partnership, where you are equally important in making decisions. Okay, Michelle, I want you to call in tonight. I want you to call in. I want to hear from you, because I disagree with what you just said, so I want to hear from you. I got love for all my listeners. But I always say I have a special love for my live listeners, and even more specifically, my chat room listeners. And I already mentioned one. I got Diva 362636. She's my sports fanatic, Ace Boon Coon. She's keeping me abreast of the Chicago Bulls game tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. Right now, Brooklyn is up by 4 points, 85-81. Hopefully the Bulls will win this game tonight. And then it'll be all over. Then we'll be playing, I believe, Miami. We will play Miami. Anyway, I got Diva in the chat room. I got Christian Parada in the chat room. I got a guest in the chat room. I got Jay Works in the chat room. I got KC1082 in the chat room. I got Michelle, who just was talking smack to me. She was challenging me. She's like, Alan, I believe that man and woman should have a partnership. I don't believe the man should be in control. I don't believe the woman should be in control. I think they should be on equal footing. Okay, have you ever heard of a state with two governors? Have you ever heard of a city with two mayors? Have you ever heard of the United States having two presidents? No. No, no, no. There's no two presidents. There's a president and vice president. There's no two mayors. There's a mayor and a deputy mayor. There's no two governors. There's a governor and lieutenant governor. Can't have two chief decision makers. Somebody got to be the chief decision maker. And in my relationships, I'm the chief decision maker. No woman ain't going to run stuff. But Michelle, I told you, I want to hear from you. Michelle, she's in my chat room. She has become a recent fan of my show. I met her through a friend of my show, Ebony Empress. Ebony is real outspoken. See, Ebony, I think she probably considers herself an alpha female, because she likes to think she's in control of stuff. Got Nelson. What's up, my man Nelson, in the chat room? I got Makisha. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Makisha is in my chat room. Makisha says she's an alpha female. She says she's 75% an alpha female. So you know what that means. That means when she getting some dick, she don't let a man say whose pussy is this. She be like, whose dick is this? And the man be like, it's yours, Makisha. She be slapping his face. Say it again. And the man be like, it's your dick, Makisha. It's your dick. She be like, who's in control? The guy be like, you in control, Makisha. It's your dick. Yeah, I'm looking at her. She like, yep, that's exactly what. Damn. She be running shit. I got Susa DeJesus in my chat room. Oh, look, Christian said, I'm passive. I'll let Makisha ride my dick anytime and be in control. Yeah. Go ahead and tell her right now, Christian. Say, Makisha, this is your dick. Say, you're going to tattoo her name on your above your dick, because it's her dick. She running that shit. Damn, Makisha just taking on my chat room. She says she running shit. Other shout outs would be my older brother and Ace confidant, Stephen Curry, my younger cousins all over the place, JP Jones in Chicago, I got Christopher Curry in Detroit, Got Arthur Ball in Maplewood, New Jersey. Philip Pulliam, who I got to hang out with not too long ago. Phil Pull and his older brother, Irvin. V. Pulliam the third, EVP3. Match one. Match one in the house. The Pulliams. Other shout-outs would be Edie Lee Harris, Vanessa Turner, all the women in my female supporters group on Facebook. Got love for all of them. All my new friends from Germany, Boris, Fong, Arthur, Isabel, Sophia, Sarah, Johnny Saporno, Sasha Daygame, Steve Pavlina, James Marshall, and everyone else who was associated with the Direct Dating Summit in Berlin, Germany. Much love and respect to you. Yes, so I'm going to take an intermission break. And when I get back, I want you to call in. I want you to call in starting right now. 646. Makeisha, I want you to call in. Give me your opinion. Adrian, you know I want to hear from you. Michelle, I want you to call in. Everybody else who's listening, I want you to call in. Give me your opinion about women wearing the pants in a relationship. 646-478-5710. Press the number 1, and that lets me know you want to speak. So if I don't see the little – see, when you press the number 1, I get a little signal that lets me know you want to speak. Otherwise, I'll assume you're just in my phone queue listening. Like right now, I have about 10 people in my phone queue, but none of them have the little signal that lets me know that they want to speak. So when you call in, press the number 1 and lets me know you want to speak. But right now, I'm going to take an intermission break, and I – shall return in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Can you feel the tension? You know what's coming up next, don't you? You all know what's coming up next. So, what can I tell you? I'm excited. I got like, I'm standing backstage and I'm all jittery. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. What can I tell you? I read this guy's book about 2 years ago, and this is some of the most powerful shit I've read. The guy's mind-blowing. He's got a radio show. He's been all over the place. He's got crazy fans. He's amazing at what he does. He loves helping people as well. This guy will go on for hours and hours, even if it's like one person or 100 people. He doesn't give a shit. He'll stand there and he'll help people and help him and help him and just keep it. And he loves this stuff. He's passionate about it. He changed my life. He's changing everybody's life in the room and thousands of people. And he's amazing. I'm really happy. I consider him one of my mentors. I love the guy. Please go crazy for Alan Roger Curry.
To know what you said to the Japanese girl on roller skates.
I went up to her. I said, "You got a talent for this rollerblading thing." And that was probably the only moment when she was smiling. She was like, "Yes, I love to rollerblade." I said, "Well, to be quite frank with you, I didn't give a fuck about rollerblading." I said, "Your ass looks so juicy in that, what is that, spandex?" And she was like, "Oh my God, I mean, would you just come to Venice Beach to just look at women's asses?" I was like, "Is that a trick question?"
Please visit www.mode1.net for more information on the Direct Approach Dating Summit 2010 DVD. Are you an expert and or book author who offers men and women products and services related to dating and relationships? If you have a new product, a valuable service, or upcoming event or speaking presentation that you would like to advertise on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network that is guaranteed to hit your target demographic audience, then look no further than Blog Talk Radio's number 1 talk radio podcast program for active dating singles. Upfront and
Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry has had more episodes ranked number one in the category of romance, dating and relationships, love and sex, and overall self-help for singles than any other talk radio podcast program on the entire Blog Talk Radio network since January of 2008. I will help you advertise any product, service, or event that is designed to help men and women improve their love lives, sex lives, and overall social lives. Please write me at Blog Talk Radio Advertising at mode1.net. That's MODEONE.net. Don't wait. Do it now.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, the most listened to talk radio podcast program on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network in the category of romance and dating relationships. Now, why are y'all giving me bad news, telling me my Bulls are losing? I don't want to hear that. Man, if the Bulls lose this game, I'm going to be sick. Seriously, I'm going to be sick. I mean, they won't be eliminated because it'll still be a game seven, but yeah, if they lose this game, I'm going to be hurting. Anyway, see, got me distracted now. I'm thinking about sports and basketball. But the reason why I'm on the air right now is to talk about anything and everything related to dating relationships. And the show we're having tonight, we're talking about, can a relationship be long-lasting? Can a relationship be full of romantic and sexual passion? And can a relationship just simply be successful if the woman is the dominant partner? If the woman is the alpha female? If the woman is the chief decision maker? That's what I want you to know. That's what I want to know. Please call in. Again, I see a bunch of numbers in my phone queue. I see about 12, 13 numbers in my phone queue. But none of you guys got the signal that lets me know you want to say something. Well, I see Michelle. So I'm assuming since she called in via Skype that she wants to say something. And then I also just a second ago saw area code 609 pop up. So I'm going to go with Michelle first. I love her accent. Michelle, what's happening?
Mode one.
Ooh, you got to say that again.
No, that's it. That's it. That's all you're getting.
No, you got to say it again. Say it again.
Mode one.
Mode one. Alan Roger Curry.
Mode one. You're upfront, straightforward.
Mode one. Alan Roger Curry.
Mode one. Okay, Michelle, now I saw you in the chat room talking smack.
Yes.
You were like, Alan, mate, there needs to be a partnership between a man and a woman, mate. There can't be the man be the leader, and I don't necessarily think the woman should be the leader. I think they should be on even footing, even ground. So, you don't like it when the man leads. You don't like a man leading you?
Yes, I do, sometimes.
Oh, let's say that again. Say yes, Alan. I love it.
No, no, no. I love it sometimes.
Okay, say sometimes, Alan. I love it when a man leaves.
No, no, I'm not going to give you what you want yet. I'm going to play hard to get.
See, no wonder you don't like to be me. You like to be defiant. You got a defiant side.
Let me just qualify. Like, there's just a few things I wanted to say about that. My mother is dominant in her relationship with her husband, and he loves it. He just loves it, and they've been together for 30 years. And it's still romantic.
Wait, time out. Your mother and her husband, who I'm assuming is your stepfather, have been together 30 years.
Yeah.
And their relationship is full of romantic and sexual passion.
Well, I don't ask them about the sensual passion part, but they certainly love each other deeply,
And you saying it's clear she is the one wearing the pants in the relationship.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
And he's cool with that.
Yeah, I think he really likes it, yeah. Well, he must. He must. I mean, I can't understand it, but he must love it. Because he just adores her, and he just does what she says, and he's happy to leave the decisions to her, most of them. They discuss a lot of things, but you know, she definitely wears the pants in the relationship.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Michelle. Lakeisha, you can't be talking smack in my chat room. You got to call in. Call in, sweetie. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you.
I agree exactly with what Lakeisha is saying, because what I wanted to say was, I like a man to lead sometimes when he is obviously the one that knows more than I do in a certain situation. But if I'm better at managing the finances, or I'm better at whatever it might be, then I should take the lead. I mean, that's what I mean by give and take. I don't think it's one or the other. I think you work out who does what best, and that's how it goes.
Okay, and I'm going to be nosy about your relationships. I want you to think of your past 3-4 relationships that lasted 6 months or longer. And in those last 3 or 4 relationships, who was the leader?
There was no leader. Except that I do have to say that in my last relationship, we both were quite competitive with each other, and it was a problem. Because neither of us was comfortable letting the other one take the lead.
So you got a serious defiance side.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
See,
but
I love being defiant.
I love to talk. I love a challenge. So it doesn't rattle me, actually. It was more uncomfortable for him than it was for me, because he didn't like... Every time I challenged him, he closed up. He didn't like it. But for me, that was fun. It was sport. I was having fun.
Interesting. So, moving forward,
I think you need to talk to Makisha. I think she's got some good thing to say.
Well, I'll get to her in a moment, but I'm finishing up with you.
Look, I'm taking lead.
So you're telling me from this day forward, moving forward, you do not want your partner to be dominant.
No, I do in some situations.
I do.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, say it again.
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, no, wasn't that easy? That one hard, was it? Yes, sir, that was easy.
that's as far as I'm going.
Say yes, sir, that was easy.
No, I can't.
Look at it. See, I had you.
Can I make one more point?
Go ahead, make your point.
Okay,
Okay.
The other point I wanted to make was that in a way, it doesn't really matter who looks on the outside to be the dominant or submissive. It's really about how they feel. If they both feel like they're valued in the relationship and they're listened to, then it doesn't really, actually doesn't really matter. I think people in partnerships, you know, that's how it works. It doesn't matter who appears to be the dominant one. And I think that's why my parents work, because they listen to each other. But even on the outside, my mum is definitely the dominant partner. She bosses him around.
Here's my thing. I don't think a woman should ever be, you know, just a complete doormat. And I hear a lot of women, whenever you mention submissive or something like that, they say, well, I'm not a doormat. I wouldn't even want to date a woman who's just a complete, you know, doormat, has no sense of, like, self-respect, and I can just treat her like shit. You know, I mean, I would lose interest in a woman like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want a woman who has a certain degree of, you know, fire in her and spiciness, but as far as a woman literally just leading the, you know,
I think it's sort of like a, I think, it, yeah, of course. Who would want that? Do you know what I mean? You're talking in real extremes here, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you an example. This is kind of movie, so, you know. But movies sometimes imitate real life. Did you see the original Hangover, the movie The Hangover?
Yeah, I love The Hangover. I've seen
the second
one,
too. You remember the guy who was a dentist? How his wife was.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen that in real life. I've seen that in real life where, like, his woman just pretty much browbeat him. And I've seen at least a handful of situations where a woman just, like, be constantly telling their husband or boyfriend what to do. Like, again, just when I was just in Germany, I was talking to this guy named Boris, and we were talking about different things related to relationships. And, he said he has a friend, a male friend, that's right in that category. His male friend is dating a woman. He said every time he's around them, he said no less than 90% of the time, the woman is like very dominant towards him, tells him what to do and what not to do. And he said they're not happy. He said he could tell both of them are not happy. He said he's not happy because he doesn't like being talked down to. And he said he could tell the woman is not really happy because, you know, I don't think she even respects the guy. I don't even know why they still
I was going to say that's what it comes down to. She doesn't respect him. He doesn't respect himself. And she feels bad for treating him that way. But it's almost like they're both creating that situation because he just won't step up. You know, he's not stepping up and being his own man. And she's sort of overcompensating. And so it's sort of like this vicious cycle. And, yeah, that's really unattractive, and I don't think they could last that way. Yeah.
Now, Michelle, since you called into my show on Skype, that means you're on Skype, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to add me at some point tonight. I'm Mode 1, M-O-D-E-O-N-E, the number 4, then ever. Mode 1 forever. That's me on Skype, and you and I, we're going to talk on Skype. We're going to further this conversation, but I'm going to take some more calls right now, but I want to talk more about this.
Now,
Say yes, sir, I will do that.
Yes, sir, I will do that.
Okay, did you write it down?
yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Michelle, I will talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. All right, who I got next? I got area code 609. 609 is now up front and straightforward. Alan Roger Curry, who's this?
It's Kareem out of Jersey, man.
Kareem, my man, Kareem. What's happening, Kareem?
Not much, man.
So, Kareem, what's your thoughts on this, man? What's your thoughts on a woman running a relationship?
I mean, it's not really natural per se. I mean, it exists out there, obviously. With the lady just calling and she said her mom raised the pants and whatnot. And It just depends. I mean, but it typically it's not natural. Like, usually the man is the one wearing the pants in a relationship, and if a woman is wearing the pants, she doesn't really want to. It leads to resentment 90% of the time because she doesn't want to be the one making the decisions. She'd rather be in a situation where the guy's like, hey, babe, we're going out for the movies tonight, and they go to the movies instead of, what do you want to do? What would you like to eat? You know, what would you like to do with this? What would you like to do with that? Like, 90% of the time, dude, I'm telling you, like, women would, I've heard this statement, and it really rung true, but it's like, women would prefer to go on a date, and they hate everything about the date. They hate where they went. They hate what you did. But as long as you're running shit, they appreciate that more than you appealing to everything they would actually want to do. Because the fact that you're making decisions and at least trying to run things, even though it's completely all sucking, they like that more than them making a decision and you pandering to them like a little puppet. You know what I mean? So that's
how you know what you wanted to say. You didn't want to say puppet.
Yeah, like a little bitch. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. Let's be real. Like, nah, man. That's no bueno, man. I don't see that happening.
Now, let me ask you, have you ever yourself been in a relationship where a female partner was trying her best to be the alpha female, and you had to put your foot down, or have all the women just very quickly acquiesce to your leadership?
I'm going to be real. Like, in the relationship before my most recent one, was pretty short-term. It was just like, you know, a little fling type thing. Before then, it was a serious relationship, and we were together for like 4 years. And we were together when we were young. It was like 16 to like 20-something, so we were together a minute. But pretty much, I pretty much ran the relationship up until a point, and the point was which when we had got to college and then I had dumped her, but we never officially broke it off because she cried and was like, take me back. So I took her back, but the fact that I hurt her that bad, it almost put me in a point where I was like, man, I owe her a lot. So then the roles flipped and she had control over me because I felt like I owed it to her because I hurt her so bad. So she became the man, and I became the needy little bitch. And you saw the roles kind of flip, and over time, she got less feminine, and I started to whine like a little bitch more and more, but I didn't really realize until after the fact, like when we actually broke up. And she would resent it and stop, you know, dressing up all nice, and she started to gain a little bit of weight, and I would just complain, once again, like a little bitch. So it's like, you don't really realize it going through it, but in hindsight, I'm like, wow. I learned so much, and now I understand. Yeah, I was acting like a little bitch, but now, you know what I mean? It's like I can look back and like, okay, I see what I did wrong, and now I can know to be a man. So, yeah, I mean, it's happened to me. I'm shaming my game, man. I tell you all my flaws, but yeah, that happened to me. So
I appreciate your honesty, man. I mean, I've had some guys who admitted that. I mean, and so you ain't the first guy to admit that to me. And you know, like I said, I've seen it with a few guys. I think when it's the most frustrating for a guy, as I mentioned earlier, is when a guy meets a woman and initially, and the key word is initially, the woman does come across as very, you know, soft and sweet and submissive. But then once they get married, the woman kind of flip sides. That's when I've seen it really negatively affect the relationship, and guys start complaining. They're like, man, when I first started dating her, man, she always let me run shit. Now, man, that we married, you know, she be telling me to do this and do that, and she be trying to run shit. And so, yeah. But I appreciate your candor, and it sounds like you've learned a few lessons from your past relationship. And so, yeah, man, I think that's going to bode well for you in the future. Before I let you go, any other comments you want to add?
Let me ask you about that, because you said that you've seen it in relationships before. Do you think it's because, like, since they're married at that point in time, the woman pretty much, like, she wins at that point in time. So now she can do whatever she wants, and that's why the roles flip and she becomes more controlling. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, say that again now.
Like, okay, you said you've seen in situations where after, like, before they actually get married, the dude's running everything. But once they actually got married, the woman seemed to be more in control and demanding and not letting the man run anything. Now, do you see that, the fact that that's happening, do you think that it's because it's almost like the females won, because that's what they all, like, they all want that final goal of getting the ring and being married. So once they're married, then they can pretty much do what they want, because what they're going to do,
oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
It's for like, sure, for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I do think it is.
Yeah,
they got the prize, they won it,
mm-hmm.
and so then their real side comes out. I think
exactly.
what it is, they really were that way all along, and they just suppressed uh-huh. it for the sake of getting that ring on their finger. And, yeah, so, yeah, that's definitely what my would be my assessment.
Okay.
All right, Kareem, well, again, I always appreciate you listening to my show each episode,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate you contributing with your thoughts,
sure.
opinions, and viewpoints, and please continue to do so.
Oh, yeah. You have a good one.
All right, Kareem, you too. Listeners, if you want to call in and express your opinion, I see a bunch of people in my phone queue, but they're not pressing the number one. So if you want to talk, press the number one. Number one. Press number one. That lets me know you want to talk. I see one, I guess it's an internet call, Erica 111. I'm going to get back to you after this intermission break. I'm going to take a few minutes for an intermission, then I'm going to come right back. So again, the number is 646-478-5710. And once you call in, press the number one. That lets me know you want to talk. Now see, when I'm running stuff, I like for a woman. I'm going to show you how I like for a woman to sound. Here's how I like for a woman to sound. Or she can sound like this. I'll be right back.
You're
about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the king of verbal seduction. This is the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Diana DeVoe, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Layla Odom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Bella.
And this is Charlie.
And we're dancers from the legendary Score Strip Club in New York City. And you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Alexandra Cunahakis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
So I'm getting treated for my sex disease.
This is Nikki Trum, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Ambrosia Cumming, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Brandy L. Davis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
Episodes of the Erotic Conversationalist are available as a downloadable MP3 file from www.mode1.com. All right, I'm going to go with my next caller, area code 310. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
I
I used to date lots of women, both in high school and in college and in medical school, and people used to always ask me, you're not the best-looking guy, you're not the richest guy out there, how are you getting all these women? And essentially, the answer is actually quite simple. It's essentially having the confidence and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, thank you, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, sir, Master Allen.
I like that.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for having me. That is easily the nicest introduction that I've ever had.
Seducing sexy ladies. Here's the deal.
My name's Sasha. Hello. And I like women.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
This website has tons of resources to help you guys get that success that you want. It's all there for you. The articles, the videos, my blog with lots of adventures and tips. It's all there for you guys.
Let's make the magic happen.
If you're interested in some more intense training, take one of my boot camps. They are fucking good. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm doing boot camps all around the world, so I might be coming to your city.
I would love to come over there and teach you this stuff because it's awesome. And you learn how to meet tons of hot girls. If you're in London, this is the guy. He's going to take good care of you. He's really present in the moment. He's really good. He hooks up with tons of girls. Good teacher and just somebody you want to hang out with and learn from. Oh, so many names.
It's my first name and my sister.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I will see you.
You will?
Soon. Ryan.
Ryan. Me too.
Over the last few years, I've dedicated my life to getting good in a sort of fun and natural way of meeting women in the daytime.
What are you doing actually in your free time? What's your goal?
I meet beautiful girls on the street. You know, chat girls on the street. Sound test? Sound test 1, 2, 3, 4. Sexy man. Hi. Can I get a little fist action? We're filming. Just want a little fist. Just come on. You know you want to. You know you want to fist me right now. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah. Check out the bootcamp page if you're interested in that.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's useful to you. So please.
Sasha@sashapway.com. Thanks for coming to the site and
stop being a fucking. Just what? Come on, people. She's there in front of you. That's the only indicator of interest you need. She's there. You're there. Go for it.
Please pay a visit to www.sashapua.com.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
We now return to my open forum discussion, which asked the question, are you an alpha female? And if so, do you love wearing the pants in your relationships with men? On Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, the most listened to talk radio podcast program on the Blog Talk Radio Network in the category of romance and dating and relationships. And in case you just tuned in, we're talking about, well, we're asking the question, can a relationship last between an alpha female and a beta male, a dominant alpha female and a more passive, acquiescent beta male? Can that relationship be long-lasting, and can that relationship be full of a lot of romantic and sexual passion? I've already heard from a couple of my listeners, and I want more listeners to call in. I see a number in my phone queue. I think my chat room user, Makisha, was in the chat room. Let's see if she was 111. I'm opening up the mic now. Is this Makisha? Makisha, say hello if you are there. Okay, that's not Makisha. Open up the wrong mic. Let me see. Is this Makisha?
Yes. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Makisha. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. I'm doing good. Good show so far.
Okay. So, Makisha, you say you like to run stuff, huh?
Yep.
And why? What do you get out of running a relationship?
No disrespect to a man. I'll let a man be a man all day long because the man is the protector and the provider. You can't take that away from him. But if I'm not getting my share of say-so, I would say 50-50 or so, then we can't work. Because I'm just too much of a boss. I mean, I'm the middle child, and I have a brother and a sister. I've always been the one to delegate. Even with my parents, they look to me to delegate. And with my relationship, I mean, you be a man, but at the same time, if you don't give me no say-so, I'm not going to be a happy camper. Let me give you an example. One time I got in the car and gave the guy was seeing a kiss, and he was saying, do you have on lip gloss? And I said, yeah. He said, what did I tell you about that? Why did he say that? What the fuck is he talking? No. So anyway, you have stuff like that, Alan, but that's just how I look at things.
Interesting. So you're confusing me. Part of you sounds like you like Michelle. You want it to be like this equal partnership. But then you're saying you want the man to be the man. So I'm confused. How can you have both a partnership and the man be the man?
I want him to be the man, but I have to have some say-so. Like a good amount of say-so.
So in other words, if a man is fucking your mouth, you want to be able to say, well, I'll let you fuck my mouth, but I get to decide if you come in my mouth.
I don't do that for number one, but hypothetically, yes.
You don't suck cock?
Nope.
Really?
Yep, and the guys get frustrated with me. And
are you
pulling
my leg? Are you serious right now? You do not suck
cock? No, I'm serious. Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow. Why don't you suck cock?
I just look at it as degrading.
You look at sucking cock as degrading?
Yeah.
What's the longest relationship you've had?
On again, off again for 2 years.
Interesting. And the men you've dated, the men you've dated were cool with you not sucking their cock.
This is what they'll do. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
They'll continue to give me oral. And I let them know from Jump Street, I don't suck that. But they'll try to keep till you give me oral, and then one day they'll say, well, won't you do me like I do you? I say, I told you from Jump Street, I don't do that. And I tell them, I said, you don't have to do that. They still want to try me. So
you let men lick your pussy.
I don't.
But you don't suck that cock.
Mm-mm.
That's cold, Makisha.
I say like this. For every 10 orals they give me, they might get one for about 2 minutes. Just partly because I think it's degrading, and partly because,
say, Alan,
I don't know.
If you and I were dating, I would suck.
I'm not comfortable with it. That's two dynamics.
Say, Alan, if you and I were dating, I would suck your cock.
No. With all due respect, good show. You got a great show, but I'm not saying that.
Damn, you hard nosed woman. Damn, don't even suck cock. So yeah, it fits that you want to kind of run shit. Cause damn, You think sucking cock is degrading? That blows my mind, Makisha. Really. I cannot, I will say this on the air. I cannot be in a relationship with a woman that does not suck cock. Never, ever in like a million years. There's a couple, might be one thing a woman can say to me that I'm not going to do this or I don't feel comfortable doing that, that I would, you know, agree to. Like, for example, if a woman said, Alan, I'm going to date you, but I'll never let you fuck me in the ass, I would still date that woman. But if a woman was to say, Alan, I love you and I want to date you, but I will not suck your cock, I would be like, oh, fuck no.
Alan, mm-mm. Is that because it's a control thing? Is because it's like you standing over the woman and she's on her knees sucking your dick? Is that more of a control thing, or is it because of the feeling, or is it both?
Both. Both.
Okay. Point taken.
And I think most men would agree with me. It's both. It's a combination of both. Yeah, it's the dominance factor. Like you standing over a woman and she's on her knees and you're getting your dick sucked, but it just feels good. I literally know men, and I'm not saying this facetiously because some women laugh when I say this, but it's truth. I know men who could go much longer without pussy than they can without getting their dick sucked. I got at least 3 or 4 friends that have told me that straight up. They're like, dude, I could go a week, 2 weeks, sometimes even a month without pussy, but I can't go more than 2 or 3 days without getting my dick sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever women ask me, if women come to me, a lot of women come to me and ask me, Alan, what's the key to keeping a man or, you know, snatching a man? I usually give them a list of things that I think contribute to them keeping a man, and one of them is always suck his dick on a regular basis. Matter of fact, I've had at least 2, if not 3 women minimum on this very show that have said that. Melanie Clark, I don't know if you remember when I interviewed the Clarks. They're from California. They're a couple named Anthony and Melanie Clark. They're like this dating coach couple. And Melanie, she said that on my show. She said she feels like one of the keys to why her and Anthony's relationship works out so well, because she says she sucks his dick on command. And I had a woman just about a month ago on my show named Nikki Ransom. She said the same thing. She said whenever her husband asks her to suck his dick, she sucks it on command. And she said on my show, she told all the other women, she said, women, if you want your man to be happy, you want to please your man, she said, suck his dick whenever he wants you to. And again, for me, I disagree with you, Frankie. So, Frankie, call in. You said anyone who's willing to call themselves alpha or beta has issues. Okay, I want to hear from you, Frankie. But, yeah, I mean, we kind of went off the subject, so I'm trying to get back on the subject about just wearing the pants in general. But, yeah, I just can't believe that, look at Michelle. She just said, oh, it's getting hot in here. Translation, Alan, you get my pussy so wet. Talking about licking pussy and sucking cock. That's what you're really saying, Michelle. You just don't want to say it in the chat room. But what she's really saying is, damn, Alan, you are getting my pussy so wet. But, yeah, I can't believe you don't suck cock. So, okay, so you, again, you see, you left me confused with your assessment, because you said, I want things to be equal, but I want the man to be the man. So you're willing to let the man be the man as long as you feel like you're respected and you're listened to and you're not condescended to.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. 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 And how's that working out for you?
Working out good for me. They do try. They do try to tell me what to do. But I let them know, I'm like, that's not me. You're not going to run me. You're not going to tell me what to do. And they want to stick around, and they like me because I am a sweetheart. I'm not this manly acting girl. No, I'm not. I'm a real sweetheart. I'll pick your plate up. I'll make your plate, this, that, and this. And when I say I want a man to be a man, what I mean by that is, if something about to go down, yes, I do expect you to protect me.
So you want him to prevent you from getting your ass whooped, but you don't want to suck his dick.
Yep.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. You want him to prevent you from getting your ass whooped, but you don't want to suck his dick.
That's right.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I'm going to go on record as saying that. That's fucked up. You need to take Nikki Ransom's dick-sucking class. She has a dick-sucking class. You need to, I'm going to tell her you're going to sign up for it. You need to sign up for that class and learn to please your men by sucking that dick right. Before I let you go, give me your most enthusiastic Mo One. That was too quick. Stretch out the most longer than that.
I did that just to ruffle your feathers.
Say, I'm sorry, sir.
No. Have a good night. Mo One. Great show, Alan.
See, you get off my phone line. Test tube, baby. Okay, who else I got? I got my girl calling in, and she better not bring up nothing to do with the Chicago Bulls. I'm going to hang up on her ass. What's up, Adrian?
Hang up on me. I dare you.
Better not talk about my damn Bulls. You and I, of course, have talked about this at least once, if not twice, privately. So I want you to share your thoughts about the man running the show versus the woman running the show. What are your overall thoughts?
Well, I think that I am an alpha female, but I don't look at it as me trying to tell my man what to do and to run him. By me being an alpha female, that just means that I think that I have a strong personality, and I am very confident in myself and my abilities. I think a lot of women, especially black women, we get a bad rap with everyone trying to say that we want to run men, we want to, you know, control relationships. I think most women would prefer not to control the relationship, but we are put in situations where we have to control the relationships. And what I mean by that, when I was married, my husband, we had some things going on in the household where I had to step up and be that helpmate and run the household because he was physically unable to do it. The problem that we had was he never stepped back up to the plate to take it back over. He got comfortable and complacent with me running the household, and that's not how it was supposed to be, and that took things out of order. And that started creating the problems. There's an order to things, and, you know, I know everybody doesn't always want to go biblical, but bottom line it is there is an order to things, and biblically it says the man is the head of the household. Does that mean that he's trying to tell the woman what to do and beat her ass? No, that's not what it means. But bottom line, the man needs to be the head of the household. I also think professionally, black women, we have to go into our jobs and our professions being a bitch. You know, white men, black men, you're men. At the end of the day, a white man is typically going to pick a black man because he's a man and he's got to take care of his family. White women, they just get a pass because they're white women. Black women are always at the bottom of that totem pole, so we got to scratch and fight and claw to get our way up to the top. When we do that, we're perceived as being bitches in the workplace. A lot of women have difficulty separating those two when they come home. And if they've got a man that's not doing what they need them to do at home to be that strong companion, that alpha male that he needs to be, I mean, that's a whole nother show that you can go into because they probably don't need to be with that man. But it's very difficult for women, not all, I'm not just saying black women, I think women in general, to turn that role off when they leave the office and come home. I don't have that difficulty. When I come home, I'm not that bitch that I am in the boardroom Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. When I come home, it's all about him, and he is also there doing things for me as well. And I think that becomes a partnership. That's where the partnership comes in. You take care of me, I'm going to take care of you. If you give me what I need, I'm going to always give you what you want.
Okay. Good feedback. Now, I will say this, and I think I've told you this privately. I've known a few of my female friends, my black female friends, I should say, who have expressed similar sentiments that, you know, when it comes to the workplace, they have to be tough. They have to show that they have backbone. Otherwise, they'll get disrespected and stepped on and overlooked for promotions and whatnot. And, you know, they'll experience some degree of insubordination. So they have to be tough, but they also say it sometimes is a challenge for them to turn it up. Well, I even had a white woman on this very show admit that, and that was when I had the queen of soft porn, as some people call her. Her name is Candida Royale, and she's like Italian, I want to say. And she talked about that in my interview with her on the show, how she said by the nature of her work, she's always running shit. She's like the CEO of her own company. And, you know, she said to get projects done, projects started and projects completed, she has to, you know, basically be like a tough, demanding bitch. But she said in her private life, she wants to be dominated. She wants a man that's going to pull her hair and slap her ass and tell her what to do. But she said she has a hard time finding. She said a lot of men are intimidated by her.
I've had that they were intimidated by me. They're intimidated by me. I'm too masculine because I can talk sports better than they can. They damn sure don't like that. And I'm like, how do you call a woman masculine because she likes sports? It's not like I'm running around trying to be, you know, Mike Tyson, Ray Lewis. Not at all. I think I am extremely feminine, but I've been called too masculine. I've had men get pissed off at me because I done ran down a sports stat and they got embarrassed. I'm too strong, I'm too independent. And I'm like, you know what, but you don't want a woman that, my thought would be, you don't want a woman that you can just totally control and she'll do whatever the hell you say that you tell her to do. That's not, those relationships, when they're too strong for alpha, when they're too strong of an alpha male beta woman, those relationships don't work either.
Well, that's what Michelle, who's in the chat room, was trying to argue. She says she doesn't think those relationships work. Yeah, well, like I said, for me, half and half, I always like a woman who does not have an aversion to the concept of being submissive. But at the same time, I've never wanted a woman who was a doormat. Like, my best example, honestly, would be my mother and father. My mother always, when it came to major decisions, she always deferred to my father. It was kind of like, it went without saying in my household that my father was like the final chief decision maker on most issues. But my mother, anyone who knew my mother knew that she wasn't no doormat though. My mother was very outspoken. She had a lot of intestinal fortitude. And I will even say sometimes she had to light a fire under my father's butt. So,
sounds very similar to my parents. My mother never openly and publicly went against my father. When there were decisions and disciplinary things that had to happen in the household, you know, they always had a united front. Now, that's not to say behind closed doors at night they wasn't having knockdown dragouts, but whatever happened and whatever decision they came to, you know, the next morning or wherever, whenever it was discussed, it was usually my father leading the discussion, you know, which in turn had me thinking that that was the decision that he had made. I know my mother and father were married 43 years before he passed away. They were together 46, and that worked out for them. And my grandmothers used to tease my mother all the time and say my mother would just sit over in the corner and do her crossword puzzles, and she got minks, she got houses, she got new cars, she got diamonds, she got everything she ever wanted, and my father loved her to death. So I know they had some knockdown dragouts. My mother wasn't a pushover either. But I think there's a way that you do things, and I don't think women today do things the way that they should be done. No woman should be openly and publicly, you know, fighting with her man about anything. You do that behind closed doors. If you, there's not to say you can't disagree with your man. Yes, there's going to be disagreements, but there's a way that you do things. Public drama is not what's in right. Public drama is not good for anybody.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Okay. Well, I appreciate, you know, you, as always, adding your opinion. And I will say this about you, Adrian. I've never called you masculine, because I don't think you're masculine. You're very feminine. But you talk trash, sports-related trash, as good, if not better, than any man I've ever hung around. Well, because you got me pissed off more than a few times. But yeah, you were able to keep your femininity intact while you were doing it. All right. Well, again, thank you for calling in, Miss Multitask. Much appreciated.
No problem. And I'll see you in the playoffs if y'all pull it off.
Oh, I hate that. See, folks, what I'm talking about? See, she couldn't just say goodbye, Alan. It was nice talking to you. She had to just throw some shit talk in there. Yeah, y'all bulls. Yeah, if we see y'all. Next up, I see 111. 111. I don't see an area code, so this is some kind of internet phone call. 111, you're now up front and straightforward. Alan Roger Curry, who's this?
Hello?
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 Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your first name?
Oh, this is KC.
KC from the chat room.
Yeah, this is.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I don't think that those kind of relationships work where the woman is the alpha. I've personally seen relationships end because women are like the head or wear the pants, whatever you want to call it. So I don't personally agree with that.
You don't agree with what now?
No, I don't agree with the whole concept of women wearing the pants. I think that kind of ruins the relationship.
Oh, so you feel like me then? Yeah, that's what I feel. I'm sure there's probably been some relationships. Well, we had one woman calling tonight, Michelle, who said her mother is in a relationship with her stepfather, and she wears pants. So obviously there's some relationships that do exist in society that are, I guess, reasonably successful. But as far as relationships I've seen with my own eyes, I've never seen a relationship that was both long-lasting and full of a high degree of romantic and sexual passion when the woman was the one who was running the relationship. Usually, either one of the two people in a relationship was miserable, if not both of the two people in a relationship were miserable. Like, and I keep mentioning, when I was in Germany just recently, I had a new friend of mine. His name is Boris. We were talking about relationships, and he mentioned he has a friend, a couple that's a friend of his that's exactly like that. He said the woman pretty much browbeats the man, and he's frustrated. He's basically ready for it to end. And she's frustrated. And, you know, he gets the sense that she doesn't really respect, you know, her boyfriend. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to hear all the different viewpoints that I've heard up to this point. But, yeah, I know the woman who I had on my show about a year and a half ago named Brianna, she emphatically argued that she believed that the best relationships were those that were ran by women. She said she wore the pants in her relationship, although when I challenged her to put her boyfriend on the phone, she wouldn't put him on the phone. But I wanted to hear from his mouth. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear a man who would come on my show and openly say, yes, I am the passive one in a relationship. My woman wears the pants. I let her run stuff. But now, what's his name? Kareem, he called in earlier, and he admitted that there were points off and on in one of his past relationships where he kind of, in his own words, he kind of acted like a little bitch. And I've heard other men say that as well. But so any other thoughts you have related to a woman wearing the pants in a relationship?
I just wanted to get back to that whole romantic thing. I don't think there's much of a kind of romantic connection if the woman's wearing the pants. I don't see how that could happen. I think that would ruin that whole part of the relationship.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Me and you think alike. Cause I just cannot see how a woman could get sexually turned on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, year-to-year basis by a man who she basically can easily control, dominate, and influence their behavior. I just don't see it. Like, I could see if a woman could get turned on by a guy that he allowed her to be the dominant one, like, every blue moon. But, you know, on a regular basis, nah. Because, like I said, I admit, I've been in relationships where, this is specifically within the context of the bedroom, I would say at least 1-2% of the time, I've let a woman take control, but we were doing what was called erotic role play, so it was different. But definitely out of the bedroom, oh no, I don't want any woman. I don't like defiant women. Matter of fact, the last time I was on an online site, I think it was you ever heard of this site called Black People Meet?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never been on that.
Yeah, I was on there, and that was my last profile. My last profile said, not looking for anything serious, kind of basically looking for women to casually kick it with. And then I said, I have a very dominant nature, so I need a woman who is very submissive. And I actually got a lot of replies from that. A lot of women replied to that. But yeah, I laid it out there. I said basically, I was like, if you are a woman who's very smart alecky, very sassy mouth, very defiant, keep it moving. Don't even write me a note. Don't try to flirt with me, because I was like, I know I'm not going to connect with you. And that's just how I am. I mean, and I'm not saying necessarily every guy should be like me, but I'm saying I know what works for me. And yeah, I could never be in a long-term relationship with a woman that's trying to run shit. Now, that's not to say I would never be in a relationship with, like, some guys I've heard say, well, I can't be in a relationship with a woman who makes more money than me. I can be in a relationship with a woman. I have been in a relationship with women who made more money than me.
Yeah, I've never understood that comment either. It's kind of crazy for somebody to say that. You think that'd be, it'd be better for the guy.
Yeah, I've been in, as a matter of fact, I would say in my lifetime, I'd say no less than 3/4 of my relationships with women were women who made more money than me. But that didn't necessarily mean they weren't in control of the relationship, though. And see, that's what a lot of men think. A lot of men think if a woman makes more money than them, that automatically means she gets to run the relationship. Nah, that ain't true. I'm here to attest. So if you're a guy out there and you think because a woman makes more money than you, that means she has the right to run a relationship, I emphatically disagree. Because like I said, at least 3 out of every 4 women I've dated in my life made more money than me. And there's at least a handful that made significantly more money than I did. But I was still the leader and the dominant partner in that relationship. So, yeah, going back to your point, I just don't see how a woman can be continuously turned on. Because, like, I give you a perfect example. It would be like women who are dominatrix. Are you familiar with the term dominatrix? Most women who are dominatrix, like, they do that as a career, they don't respect men. A lot of them have said it in, like, interviews and stuff. They don't get turned on by men. Matter of fact, at least half of them are lesbians. Another half are bisexual, and they don't respect men who they can just dominate. It's like they lose respect for men. So I don't see how a woman can be turned on. But anyway, that's just me. All right, well, I appreciate you. What was your first name again?
Casey.
Casey, that's right. Casey from the chat room. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, Casey.
All right.
All right. And I see 818 and 901 in my chat room, in my phone queue. I'm going to take a quick intermission break, and when I get back, I will answer your call, 818 and 901, 818 and 901. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, I'm Dangerously. And you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavored Too, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mode 1 fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Mode 1.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that. It's only 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay. There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history.
Mindset is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that's, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
Just so listeners know, there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book, and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger, and now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that, yeah.
Oh, man, you gotta love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
We
We now return to my open forum discussion, which asked the question, are you an alpha female? And if so, do you love wearing the pants in your relationships with men? On Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. For joining me on tonight's episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We only got about roughly 15 minutes remaining. If you tuned in late, tonight's episode is an open forum discussion asking the question, can a relationship between a dominant alpha female and a more passive, acquiescent beta male last? Can it last? And more specifically, can it last and maintain with a high degree of romantic and sexual passion? And I've gotten a number of opinions tonight from both men and women, and I see at least two more calls in my phone queue. I'm going to go with area code 818. 818, you're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Who's this?
This is Frankie.
Frankie from the chat room.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Frankie, give me your thoughts about the whole women wearing pants in the relationship.
Well, again, this is my total. Excuse me, I got voice problems myself, Alan.
Okay.
I wanted to really touch on the point I was making was really just the question of why we need these labels of alpha, beta. You know, the first caller, she said, well, I don't know if she was the first caller, but there was a caller who said that, you know, she wants the guy to protect her, but she wouldn't suck his dick. You know?
Yeah.
If there's a guy out there who's happy, who's genuinely happy and willing to go along with that, I think that's great for her and him.
Okay.
If she can find somebody who is genuinely, not somebody who's repressing any anger, who's got some issue that he's kind of setting aside, you know, just that, you know, excluded. If there's a guy who's willing to go along with that, I think that's great. And I don't think he should be referred to as a, you know, with a label, as a beta. And I don't think it makes her, I don't think it gives her this status to be able to call herself an alpha. It is what she wants. It is what he wants. And it is what it is.
Well,
and I, go ahead.
Well, number one, that term has been around for ages, alpha and beta. I want to say the first time I recall hearing that term was actually associated with the world of animals, and it still is to this day. If you were to watch like Animal Planet or something like that, in most animal kingdoms, whether it be wolves, dogs, gorillas, lions, they always say that there's usually, okay, I'll use wolves, for example. They say in any pack of wolves, there's going to be an alpha dog, an alpha wolf, and then the rest are beta. And
matter
of fact, I've talked about in at least one of my books, and I think on my show, should people think humans are vicious, the animal world is a piece of work. Because do you know in some, not all, but some animal kingdoms, if you are a beta male and an alpha male, say, saw you fucking and he liked the woman you were fucking, he would just interrupt it and basically make you leave and he would take over.
Right.
And I was like, wow. I mean, imagine that in a human being scenario. If somebody says, "Oh, you fuck your girlfriend," he's just like, "Okay, you leave. I fuck your girlfriend now." I mean, see,
yeah,
in the
and,
human world, you, no guy could get away from that as long as there's guns. But
get away with that, and we hold ourselves to a higher standard because we're not animals. We have a much richer experience than animals do.
But anyway,
you know,
that's when I first heard of the term alpha and beta, and it is used a lot in dating and relationships. Like if you take certain personality tests,
in college, they have certain personality tests, where the results of the test sometimes will say you're an alpha personality or you have more of a beta personality. Now, I agree with your point, Frankie. I do agree with this. If a man is in a relationship with a woman and she's the leader in the relationship and he is totally happy, he enjoys that relationship, he feels satisfied in the relationship, then I wouldn't hate on a guy like that. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't hate on a guy like that. But here's the problem for me. I've never seen a relationship where that was the case. I've never seen a relationship with my own eyes. Now, I'm sure there's other people, like Michelle said, her stepfather loves being the beta male in the relationship with her mother. And if that's the case, you know, I say more power to him. But I personally, with my own eyes, every relationship that I've ever witnessed where the woman was the one running the relationship, either the guy was unhappy, the woman was unhappy, or both of them were unhappy. I've just never, ever, ever seen a relationship where, again, that was both long-lasting and that relationship was full of a high degree of romantic and sexual passion. I've never seen it. And I guess my opinion is going to always be biased until I do see it.
Yeah. No, I respect that. I respect that. I mean, that's your experience. That's your, with your own.
Well,
UI,
let me ask you, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I know my experience is very limited, though. I'm only 27 years old.
Okay.
And
okay.
I know such a tiny sliver of society that to where I'm not really in a position to really know if it's true or not. I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you because I personally, you know, I like to be the me personally. I like to be the decision maker. I like to be the breadwinner. I would love for one day to have a wife or a girlfriend, a long-term girlfriend, who will stay home and take care of the house. Like I'm very traditional in that sense, but I don't think it awards me. I deserve this reward of a title as an alpha. It just is my preference. But my friend, you know, if I have a friend who it's the opposite, like he stays home and takes care of the kids while, you know, a woman like Adrian is working and, you know, bringing home the paycheck, I'm no better than him. I'm no different from him, really. You know, these titles, alpha and beta, you're right, they apply to the animal kingdom, but like you said, if we saw a human doing what you said that animals do to each other, not only do we legally reprimand them, we morally, it's a moral thing. We, you know, if you saw a guy doing that, you say that's wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's immoral. It has moral implications. That's why we have to hold ourselves at a higher standard than animals. Because we have this morality which comes into play. That's why our experience is richer. You know, our life experience is a lot richer than an animal's. And so I just think that the terms alpha and beta are really useful to the pickup community when they want to get these customers to buy products. Become an alpha male, you know, reach this status. They're taglines used in all the David D'Angelo products and all the Ross Jeffrey products, I'm sure. I'm not too familiar with those.
Dang,
but,
you're just calling out names. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah. Well, the Ross Jeffries, that's kind of, I shouldn't say that, but the David D'Angelo I'm very familiar with. But, you know, I think it's from a guy who's been there. You know, I bought all their useless products. What I like about you is you're straightforward. You're natural. You're clear. It's real. You know, I see a girl. I think she has a lovely ass. You know, with a certain, you know, appropriateness, I would hope. I would go and make that very clear to her. And, you know, my intentions. It's natural. I don't need to be this alpha male. I just need to go do what I want. And as long as I'm not hurting anybody or violating anybody or disrespecting somebody, then it is what it is. I don't deserve this title of being this big man. Adrian said that these guys in the office get embarrassed when she knows more about the sports than they do. So what? You watch more sports than them. Who cares? You know, is that supposed to make you a bigger person? No. You just spent more time in front of the TV and in front of ESPN.com than the guy did. You know, he shouldn't be embarrassed. He should just say, cool, I can learn something from you. You know, me, I don't like watching sports. I love playing sports because I'm very competitive. Very. But, you know, me personally, this is just me. I get bored watching sports. I get bored watching other men play sports. I like to go do it myself. That's just my personal preference. But I'm not any better than the guy that likes to go watch, you know, the NFL Sunday Ticket. It's just, it is what it is. And it doesn't reward me a title. I think that a lot of these guys, who some of whom may be your students and listeners, when they hear this term beta male thrown at their way, you know, after 100 times, it makes them feel bad about themselves. I know that had that effect on me for a while. You know? A beta. He's a beta. He's not good enough. He's lesser. He shouldn't be who he really is. He should reach for this goal, this status symbol. You know, it's just like these douchebags in L.A. who drive these useless $80,000 cars. It's a status symbol. It's him telling other people, I'm better than you. It's bullshit. Your car gets worse mileage than mine. You pay more in insurance. You're driving a fucking SUV in L.A. Where's the upside to this except for you telling me, without face-to-face contact, that you have more money than I do? Or the next guy does. Or the next guy does. It's bullshit. And these terms, and you know, again, this is my opinion. I'm not going to put a big pie chart in front of you and prove it to you, but you know, it's shit. I think this stuff adds to the materialistic addiction we have in the society. You know, the more we have, the more we take credit for having all this self-esteem. There was a poll that came out, Alan. I don't want to take too much of your time. There's a poll that came out that said, I don't know how they came up with these numbers, but I guess the source is credible. They said that we are number one in, number one in self-esteem, apparently, in this country. But our happiness is like the least. We're the least happy country. The more money we have, the less happy we are. You know, it's about being ourselves. It's like who I am. Alan Roger Curry is great as Alan Roger Curry. And what's great about Mode 1 is you are basically telling people to embrace what they really want and what their true desire is, who they really are. Not one of these hokey-dokey doofuses in the pickup community who's trying to make a quick buck off people. Mm-hmm. I think the labels belong to them. And, you know, I understand there's terms like simp and there's terms like beta and there's all, you know, it's all a hierarchy. It's all a food chain. And I think we as people are above that. I think we as people need to be there for one another and help build each other, not do what the animals do.
All right, Frankie, break it down, man. I appreciate you calling in. So before I let you go, give me your most enthusiastic Mode 1.
All right, let me get a drink of water so I can do it real good. all right.
Mode 1!
Alan Roger Curry.
Mode 1! From up front, straight forward.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mode 1.
I appreciate it. Frankie calling in. He actually, he broke some shit down. He made a lot of strong, valid points that I would have to say that I, to one degree or another, agree with. I'm going to take my final call tonight. My final call tonight is area code 901. 901. You know, up front, straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Who's this?
This is Lo.
This is who?
Lo, L-O.
L-O. How are you, Lo?
I'm okay, a little better. Hurting right now, actually.
Why
but I believe this is my first time listening to your show, and I just came in on the time when I called you.
Okay.
And I heard you say something about women should be submissive. And I absolutely agree with that because I was raised up in a household like that. I had a father who was he was actually very demanding, but he was a very good father. He was a good husband. He was at home when he needed to be at home. He did for his children. He did for his wife. And my mother was very submissive. She fixed a breakfast for him. She fixed lunch for him. She cleaned up. He also had us well-trained. So, and I don't see any problems with that whatsoever. And I, too, am very submissive, but I also have common sense.
Okay, I'm
going to
test you.
You
say you're very submissive. Say, I'm very submissive, sir.
I'm very submissive, sir.
Say
I am from the South. Come on.
Say it again, Love.
I'm very submissive. Submissive. My daughter laughing at me.
No. You're supposed to say, sir.
Sir.
Okay.
Come on.
You're
going to make me play with you.
As you were saying, no, I'm not going to have you play with me on air, but we'll play privately a little later. Now,
no.
make your express your point. So your general thought is that a woman should be submissive to a man and let the man control the relationship.
She actually should, but not to the sense where the man is just absolutely crazy now. You know, there are a lot of men out here that lose their way because they feel like they can just control you, and they are out of control. There's a difference, and when a woman recognizes that difference, then she should know to get out of their relationship. Now, if he's going to respect you, that's different. You know that this guy loves you and that he deserves to be treated like the king that he is. If he's treating you like the queen that you are, then yes, be very submissive to him.
Okay. So if the man is respecting the woman,
yes,
and treat her like a queen, that's when she should be ultra submissive.
She really should. And because he's going to make her feel wanted. He's going to make her feel loved. You know, and women, we want to feel that way. You know, we don't want to just make you guys feel that way and you all make us feel unwanted. The same love that you give us, we're going to return it to you. And that's the way I feel. I've always felt like that. Nothing still has changed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now tell me once again, so I love being submissive, sir.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you can whisper. You don't have to say it real loud.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's see. I love being submissive, sir.
Let's see, was that hard?
No, it wasn't hard. But you better watch out now. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You're a character, though.
You better watch yourself, boy. I'm telling you the truth. Okay?
We're going to talk again, Lo. All right. Makisha, your daddy listening with you?
No, my father is not here anymore, but he was a demanding man.
Oh, not you. No, somebody in my chat room, Makisha, who called in earlier, said her father is listening. And I hope he wasn't listening earlier because he'd be like, man, who is that guy? He's a trip.
Yeah. Where are you guys from?
Me? I'm in the Chicago area.
Oh, Chicago. Okay.
Yeah. And you're where?
In Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right, Lo. Well, I appreciate you calling and say, okay, before I let you go, say, you have an invitation to call me, sir.
You have an invitation to call me, sir.
Oh, that was so sexy. All right, Lo. I will talk to you. Listeners, join me next week. I don't know who my guest will be at this point, but I will post it on Twitter, Facebook, and on the site. Until then, I've enjoyed you, all of your opinions. Thank you for contributing to this open forum discussion and making it a great show. Makisha, you said your father laughing. Tell your father I said what's happening and tell him what we talked about earlier, because I bet even he would tell you that if you want to please your man, you need to do you know what that you said you don't do. I know fathers who tell their daughters that that's the key to pleasing a man. So tell your father to keep it real with you. Anyway, I will see you guys next week. Until then, have a safe and enjoyable weekend. I'll see you next Thursday.